So we're up to Simon Tafayin Aleph, Dinam of Erev Pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off by quoting the Mishnah at the very beginning of Arvei Pesachim. Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha Alo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. So the Mishnah seems to take a very hard line that from the beginning of Samach Lemincha, the Mincha is at 9.5 hours, that's Mincha Kitana. So from the 9th hour on, from the end of the 9th hour, beginning of the 10th hour, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Asur Lechol Pas, he already takes a more lenient position, just bread, to be Koveya Seuda, Misha Asiris Ilamala Kadesh Yochal Matzah Teyavon. Aval Ochal Ma'ad Peros, he allows what the Balei Tosfos referred to as the Mine Targimo, Yirakos, Avalo Yimale Kreso Mehem. So again, he should have a strong appetite. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to describe, V'yayin Ma'at Lo Yishta, you shouldn't drink wine for fear that would compromise your appetite. Mishum de misad sa'id, avalim batzalish dos yayin harbe. But you could drink a lot of wine, because drinking a lot of wine actually creates an appetite. Shosa mipnesha, shosa harbe, gorer tava samaychal. You remember the Gemara Masech Tapsachim describes this exactly what Rava would do. Rava would drink all day on Erev Pesach, because that created a greater sense of te'avam. So then the Ramah goes on to quote the halacha here in Sif Beis, that any matzah that which you could fulfill the mitzvah with, the night of Pesach, ba'erev tochlu matzos, so you're not allowed to eat on Yom Yadalad. The Mishnah Berurah, of course, notes that many people have a minag, not from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yachol Me Rosh Chodesh, Talmud Lomer Bayom Ahu. Some people go back to Rosh Hashanah, which is already a very robust minhag. But the famous line of Chazal, is anybody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, anybody happen to remember, is compared to one of the most colorful expressions we have in all of Chazal on any topic, Kiboa la rusaso beves chamiv. It's like having relations with a woman that one is betrothed to in one father-in-law house without waiting for nisuin. So that obviously puts a lot of emphasis on the significance of the mitzvah of achilas matzah in comparison to an intimate act. That achilas matzah lele psachim is so significant. It's a way of us sort of, you know, meeting Hashem. It's such an intimate experience. So to do so before the appropriate time is is such an inappropriate thing. It really undermines the intimacy of that experience. You know, Leil Shimurim Hula Hashem, Lo Tziyam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem was waiting for this night. So not to wait for the night, but to do it 2 hours, 3 hours early, not to wait for the appropriate time, is really, you know, a terrible thing in this context. So you always remember that expression, Ko'abola Rusaso, Ko'alocha Matzah Be'er Pesach, Ko'abola Rusaso Abibes Chamib. Now the question is this just a din of Matzah L'Teyavon? Even the Ramah quotes that there's a notion of maror l'teyavon. Believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to like this minag. But anyway, the Ramah does quote it. You should be aware of it, of not eating maror on Erev Pesach if anybody wanted to, because you should have maror l'teyavon, even though that seems a little bit strange. What is discussed here is that maybe there should be a din of charosis l'teyavon. So we had a whole shiur on Monday night about the Rambam Shita, about charosis being a mitzvah. When the Rambam wrote the Perush HaMishnayos, he said, we don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar ben Tzadok, who said there's a mitzvah of charosis, but he says, if we did, we would have the bracha, asher ki deshadav ben tzav etzivanu al achilas charosis. It's a very strange thing in the Rambam, because the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, when he came back and he revisited that halacha, he did call charosis mitzvah sasemi divrei sofrim, but he used the language of mevino so al shulchan b'leilei psachim. To take the whole shiur from Monday night and condense it into 10 seconds, basically the Rambam was chozer. The Rambam initially thought that when Reb Lazar said that charosis is a mitzvah, it's just a mitzvah sachila. But the Rambam then retracted his position and said, Reb Lazar, Reb Tzadok was saying it's a din and tzipor yetzias mitzrayim. So if it's only a din and tzipor yetzias mitzrayim, you don't really have to eat it, though the Rambam himself is the one who says that he should have charosis as a dip with all of the achilos halayla, whether it's karpas or matzah or mara or the korech. But be that as it may, there's not really a formal din of achilas charosis, and so that would tie back into this Ramah as well. Is there really a din of achilas charosis l'teyavon? Certainly not according to the Rambam, who felt that there was no din of achilas charosis bichlal. Okay, so that's another important thing to keep in mind. Now, a lesser known halacha, but people should really be careful about this, is since we have Yom Tov Sheni, so minagav osenu biyadenu, that means that we should be very careful about eating matzah on the first day of Pesach, you know, past a certain point in the day. So obviously, you know, a person's going to have a seuda, right? And so you're gonna wash. But very often, people aren't aware of this din. That if the whole idea is matzah l'teyavon for the second night of Pesach, so already coming into the afternoon, the later hours of the afternoon of the first day of Pesach, going into the second night, people should be careful not to have matzah if it's going to undermine their matzah l'teyavon going into the second night of Pesach. So that's something for people to be very careful about. People are not necessarily aware of that. What's that? Yeah, it's to be very, 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 very careful. Earlier, not after Pesach. Make sure not to do it afterwards, because that can undermine the notion of matzah l'teyavon. So again, the point here in terms of how one conducts oneself, and I touched on this a little bit, I gave you my own theory as to why we rely on the siyum whatever masech that is, or the siyum for Bechoros, is because, you know, there's a concern that tampering with one's regularly scheduled eating on Erev Pesach is going to affect the Delraises of Achilas Matzah, and the Derabanan of Maror, and the Dalet Kosas, etc. So the Ber Halacha basically makes the same exact point in this context. And he says, you know, how a person conducts himself on Erev Pesach, I'm not recommending that anybody drink all day, but at least in theory, you know, that wide range of from drinking all day to fasting all day or whatever it is, a person always has to have in mind throughout the entire course of the day on Erev Pesach that I have many mitzvos that I have to accomplish tonight in terms of mitzvos daraisa, mitzvos achila, and everything should be set up with the big prize in mind. So in terms of how a person conducts themselves over the course of Erev Pesach, you have to know yourself. You have to base it on past experience. What's going to allow you to really eat matzah l'teyavon come the night of the 15th? So that orientation, that mental status, is itself a very important part of Erev Pesach, that the entire day should really be very much geared towards the night that's coming in terms of preparation, much more so than just a regular Erev Shabbos or a regular Erev Yontif. Erev Pesach is really a holiday in its own right. And that's why we're not going to say V'yinoam on Motzei Shabbos, right? Because Erev Pesach has its own status. And even though this is really more honored in the breach in our communities, but the halacha really is that after Chatzos, nobody should be doing malacha. And before Chatzos, that's already taloi in a minhag ha-makom. This is already nisr malacha on Erev Pesach, well beyond that which you find when it comes to regular Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif. It's a different status entirely. And for that reason, it's all meant to set up the very special night which is going to follow. And for that reason, our diet should be governed accordingly, each person according to his nature.